This past week, I was in Chicago with my fellow Dominicans at Dominican University. And we annually get together. Some of you guys call it the Dominican summer camp. There was no swimming, no s'mores, and not a whole lot of fun. That's not true. We get together and we talk about what's going on in our province, what's happening, what we'd like to happen, where we'd like to go, where we've been. We're getting ready to celebrate the 80th anniversary of our province. And so there's lots of things going on, but I was seated at a table with two moral theologians, the novice master. Father Reginald and I ended up at the same table. We're not sure how that happened, but it did. And the process was that we were given a list of questions, and we were to discuss the questions, and then technology invaded the Dominicans, and we were given little clickers to vote. That was fun. We decided we're going to send that idea to the Vatican and get rid of all this white smoke stuff. But as we were asking the questions amongst the group, everybody said, well, what does that question mean? Well, if we can't figure out what the question means, how are we supposed to answer it, right? We always got stuck on the part about we would like to prioritize, fill in the blank. We would like to prioritize ministry to the young. Well, what does it mean to prioritize? Does that mean that everything else goes away? Or is where is that in our priority list that we have? How do we get past that? And there's a saying among Dominicans, always distinguish, seldom affirm, and never deny. And you have two moral theologians doing that, and they can't agree on where to go with this stuff. So when we got stuck, we always came back to sort of, what's the bottom line? The bottom line always is, what's the mission? What's our mission? Our mission in the Central Province as Dominicans is to praise, to preach, and to bless. The banners in the back of our church, the Latin that hangs in the banners out in our gather space. That's the mission for us as Dominicans in this world, in this place, and in this time. And so when we go back to that, it always, that way to ground us helps us to figure out where to go from there. In these past few weeks, we've been talking a lot about Jesus being the bread of life, and he has talked on lots of different ways about, let me see if I can explain this to you differently. Your ancestors got manna, and it was bread from heaven because it came down, and this is how it happened, and this is what you were supposed to do. I am the true bread of life sent by the Father, just like the manna was, but I'm it. The manna that you ate was preparation to bring us here into this time and in this place. And so I'm the bread of life. Enter into my life with me. Follow me. Listen to what I have to say. Watch what I do. And the mission will become clearer to you as to why I'm here. I'm here for redemption. I'm here for reconciliation. I'm here to offer a new covenant to you as the people of God. Those words ring down to us today in this time and in this place. Jesus Christ was talking to us as well. In the confusion that we live in our world, we always come back to what's the mission? The mission is to spread the gospel with our very lives, in our ministries, in our prayers, in our community, in our study. That's the mission. And how do we get there? Well, there's the real challenge, because all of us go at it a different way. The moral theologians have it figured out in their own minds and in their hearts, and this is what we do. The novice master, who every year comes up with new men to begin forming in the Dominican way of life, has a plan. The pastors that we've spoken to that this past week, they each are engaged in wonderful ministries and challenges and challenges and challenges. I am so blessed to be in this community because we are financially sound, we are a community that is together and has an idea of who they are and where they're going and what they want to do. We are energized by our young people who are, by the way, moving in, if you hadn't noticed. And we are supported and grounded by the parishioners who have been here for 50 and 60 years. That's the power of this community. The mission is always bringing God to the young people, holding on to the traditions that we have here at the Newman Center, the ministries that we have, reaching out to the larger community. We do that very well because we're committed and we have an idea of what it means to carry out the gospel. I am the bread of life. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. I am the bread that I will give. The bread I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Jesus Christ will be here today on the altar. The same Jesus Christ that said that. Because he was always on mission. Always on mission. Always on target. Through the challenges that he faced in the desert, through the challenges he faced with his disciples. Peter, let me see if I can explain this to you again, what I'm about. The agony in the garden. Father, if there's another way, can we do it? Not my will, but yours. I am on mission for you because I love you so much. And the Father loved his Son so much that he gave him the resurrection and gave it to us as well. Because that's how much he loves us. So going forward, we are challenged. How can I be more on mission in my own life? How can I be more about giving the gospel to the people around me? We can always do better. We can always refine. We can always look at that question and say, what the heck is a priority and where does it go? But we don't do it alone. We do it in the context of our community of faith. Y'all out there. So that's the question this week. What's my priority for the mission?